Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. And this is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church. And we just thank and praise God. We come in the master's name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We give him reverence on today. We give God's reverence and to Apostle Deans in his absence and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank and praise God again for being back on our radio broadcast on this afternoon. We just call our radio broadcast to order now. We call in an order to worship right now. We just thank and praise God for strength, mercy, and grace on today. We just thank him right now. I thank God for giving me another opportunity to come before him again. We're going to get ready to have a short devotion, a song, a scripture, and a prayer, and we're going to get into our worship service.
Thank you.
Amen. Our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 56. Psalms 55, I'm sorry. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplications. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore, pain within me, and the terrors of death are falling upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror have overwhelmed me. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. I will hasten my escape from the windy storm and tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues, for I have seen violence and strife in the city. I have just read you from Psalms 55, from the first verse down to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, Father, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you, Lord. Father, we come now just repenting and confessing in the name of Jesus and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, I first of all come asking you to bind the strong man from our radio broadcast. Bind up the strong man from us. Bind him up, Lord, from our lives. Bind him from our family. But bind him from our service on today. In the name of Jesus, Father, we come now just binding every demonic force, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled right now. In the name of Jesus, Father, we just give you praise, Lord. I ask you this morning to just anoint our service on today, this afternoon. I ask you right now, Lord, to let Deborah decrease, that the Holy increase, that the Holy Ghost may decrease. Let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and minister us today, Lord. We just thank you for just being in the midst. We thank you for the Holy Ghost on today. We thank you for the blood of Jesus, Lord. We ask you right now in the name of Jesus to look down and have mercy today. Lord, I ask you right now, Father, to give me strength this afternoon. Give me strength, Father, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you to give me strength on today. I'm calling on your name today, Lord, for strength. I'm calling on your name today for focus. I bind the spirit of mind control in the name of Jesus. Father, I just give you praise today. I ask you right now to sprinkle the blood of Jesus over me 7 times today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let the Holy Spirit take over. In Jesus' name, we pray and ask it all. Amen. Amen, amen. Today we give him glory. We're going to get ready for our testimony service in the name of Jesus. We just thank and praise God today for all that he does for us. And I give him reverence this afternoon. I give God praise this afternoon. I give him reverence for all that he do. I don't have no complaints. You know, I just thank God today. I thank him today. I worship God on today. I give God glory today. I don't care what the devil try to tell me. I don't care what he say. He is a liar. He is a father of lies. I bind him up from me, and I cast him out, and I command him to go away from me in the name of Jesus. And I just give God praise. He said, whatever we bind on earth is already bound in heaven, and whatever we release or loose on earth, it's released and loose in heaven. And Father, I loose right now peace. I loose right now joy. I loose strength. strength, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I loose protection. I loose mercy, Lord. I loose it today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I give God praise today. I give God praise. I give God praise. He's an awesome God. He's an awesome God. And he's just done so much for me. He's keep doing so much for me. So I give him all the praise. I don't want no kind of praise. I just want to give God the praise for the things that happened in my life and in everybody else's life on today. It's so many things I can testify about. I can testify, and I feel the devil trying to come against me, but it's all right because we already know the battle's already won. We already won. The victory belongs to us. So we don't have anything. I mean, we got to walk like we're supposed to walk in the kingdom. We got to walk boldly and trust in the Lord and have faith to know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. And maybe this for me, and maybe it's for me, and maybe I got to keep on standing. When I done did everything else I can do, I got to stand anyway. So I just thank God today for making everything all right, already all right. Everything is already all right. So I give God praise on today. I just thank him for Apostle Dean today in his healing. And I thank him for my children and grandchildren and great-grand. And I thank and praise God that he's covering them all in the shed blood of Jesus. I give him the praise. I give him the glory. And I give him the honor for all that he do. This is my testimony. I cannot do nothing without God. I mean not one thing without him. Ain't can't nobody do it like God can. We can put our trust in everything else, but we better know, we better have it in God. Is there any more testimonies on today? Amen. Amen. So we'll go to a song. Been working with me, and I've been holding on. I've been holding on. When I tell you I've been holding on to his unchanging hand, I've been holding on. God is such a good God, and all I can say is that he's good. And we better doubt God. We better doubt ourselves and not God, because we're praying with. So, the great God, the King above every king.
My life was torn beyond repair. I felt so unborn, so no one cared. You came along, gave me a song to ease the pain and the way to give you my breath.
Amen. Just give God praise. He is awesome. He is an awesome God, and I thank God on today. We're going to get ready for this word, word of the Lord. We're going to be coming out of Proverbs chapter 3, starting at the first verse. Father, in the name of Jesus, let Deborah decrease, that the Holy Spirit, the Holy Ghost, may increase. Holy Spirit of God, I ask you to minister to us and teach us on this day. In the name of Jesus, I'll be careful. We will be careful to give you all the questions on today. Amen. Verse 1 says, my son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not into thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. I'm going to just start with those three. I have studied and prayed and studied and prayed in God, and the only thing I can say is trust in the Lord. That's my subject, if I just had to have one. Trust in God. Right now, today, we're dealing with so many different things that's going on. And we're all facing something or another. We're all going through so many different things. I mean, it go from one thing to another thing, from one thing to another thing, from one thing to another thing. But we have to trust God. We just have to trust God. See, sometimes God will put us in uncomfortable spots. He'll put us in uncomfortable places in our life that we can only trust God, and don't lean to how you think or how you feel to you and how you understand it. But you got to lean to God's understanding. You can't lean to your own. You can't do that. We have to depend totally on God. We have to trust totally on God. We don't have that kind of position with our little finite mind that we can depend on ourselves, because we didn't make ourselves. We didn't create ourselves. We can't see as far as we can throw a ball. But God can see, and he know our destiny. He know where we come from, and he know where we're going. We don't know anything. We may think we know, but we don't know. We got to get ourselves in a position now that everything we go through, everything we believe in, it better be God. Because one day you can have it, and the next day you can't. You don't. One day you up, and the next day you down. One day you in, and the next day you out. And all of it is for the calling on your life, for the things that God has called you to do. And this is the reason why we got to trust God, because we don't know where we're headed. We don't know what's going on. But all we know is we're standing on the promises and the word of God. We standing on what God said. We remembering every promise told us. We remembering them. He said, my son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. We got to put those commandments in our heart. I don't care what man say about we can't keep them commandments. That's a lie, and the truth is not in us or him or whoever said. We got to keep the commandments of God. Thou should not kill. Thou should not steal. We got to keep those. We got to have them in our heart. because we don't know how soon they're going to take Bibles from us. We don't know how soon things are going to happen. We got to know the word. We got to know it and remember it and put it in our hearts so we'll know when we're doing right and when we're doing wrong, when we're saying it right and when we're saying it wrong. We got to trust God. When I tell you we got to trust God, in verse 2 it says, for length of days and long life and peace shall be added to thee. We got to trust him and keep it in our heart for a long life, for length of days and long life and peace shall they add to us. You know the word of God adds nothing but peace, joy. Peace, comfort. That's what he, I mean, I'm telling you, we go through things, and at this time and state in our world today, we right in the tribulation. We go through tribulations and things, but the enemy is upset because everybody, the way God got things going, everybody is turning to God. Everybody is treating people like they're supposed to. Everybody is trying to love they neighbor as ourselves. We got to keep doing that. We got to keep trusting in the Lord. He's everything. He is our everything. He is my everything. I'll make it personal. God is my everything, my air I breathe. He is everything to me. When I tell you who he is, ain't nothing like God. Nothing. Ain't nothing he can't do. God can do anything but fail. He can do anything. So when I go to him, I already know he can do it. I already know it. So I thank God on today. I thank him today for all his goodness. I thank him for his mercy and his kindness, his peace. I thank him today. When we trust him, he blesses us. These are promises he's making. If we honor and trust him, we'll have a long life, length of days, and peace shall be added to us. We'll have peace in our lives. I just thank God for that. He said, number 3 says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them on the tablet table of thine heart. Mercy and truth. We get new mercy every morning that he wake us up. Mercy standing right there saying, come on, let's go. Let me put me on you. Put mercy on. Every morning we have new mercy. Not the mercy from yesterday, not warmed over mercy, but we got new mercy that come from the Father in the heavens. And I thank him today. I thank God that I can trust in a God that have mercy and grace just for me. And I give him praise and glory on today. He's all that you need. He all that we should want is Jesus. He say, seek first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and everything else will be added. I thank God that if I trust in him, that all and have all of the righteousness, I have all of his righteousness. Trusting him first, I get all of the other stuff going to come. All of it. Because I'm seeking him first. I thank him today. I need him so much at this time in my life. And we all do. We all do. We all do. I thank him on today. It says, and we got to keep that. I don't care what else happens. We got to keep it bind. We got to bind it on our heart. We got to bind it around our neck, on our heart. I thank God for that today. He is such a good God. He's good God. Because he give us guidance. Seek him. Don't lean. Don't try to figure things out. Don't figure things out. But lean to your, don't lean to our own understanding, but lean to his understanding. Lean to his guidance. I thank him. Because if we just sit still and let God be God, he'll show us which way to go. He'll tell us what to do. when I tell you God is good. And number four says, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. We'll find favor and good understanding if we lean not to our understanding. Because we don't know. We don't have our mind like that to know. Only God knows what he's talking about. And the Holy Spirit will break it down to us, but only God. We have to lean to him. We have to depend on him and know that he's leading us in the right way and know it and believe that he's going to do what he said he's going to do. God is a good God. I thank him for it today. He said, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge, and he shall direct thy path. God is such a good God. Just for that, we got to stop doing what we do. See, with this pandemic and all this virus, all this sickness, all this junk is out, and we in. A lot of us been going through just being in depression, stress, oppression, just all kind of stuff coming down on us all at one time. We can't do nothing but stay in. We can't do nothing but do this little bit and run back in the house. We got to wear a mask. We can't go into no place. We scared to do this, not scared, but we not supposed to do this. We not supposed to do that. Just putting out all kind of stress. All kind of anxiety is coming. Just all kind of stuff, but we going to throw every bit of it back to the hell where it come from. I'm telling you, the devil is a liar, and he balling all this stuff now. Believe me, all those, it's just a trick of the enemy. And but God is not making it comfortable for us. We got to know and learn to trust God. This is why I say we got to trust God. Whatever it is, we got to trust God. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what it looks like. I'm not even worried about what it looks like. But I know what God says. He said, I would never, ever leave you or forsake you. He said, I would never, ever leave. He is the great physician. When I tell you God is the great physician, I don't worry about nothing. I just thank God. I thank God on today. He is all that we need. He's all we need. I thank him today. I thank God today for his word. I thank him. See, God can look in our hearts and know that we understand what he's saying, that we trust him, that we depend on him, that we believe in him. He can look in our hearts and see that. And if we don't, he'll deal with us. He'll deal with us. But this is what we got to do. We got to stay before the Lord in prayer. We got to know that God is doing what he's supposed to do. He would never leave us. He would never leave us. I trust him on today. I don't care what kind of attacks I come under. The devil is a lie. I trust God. I'll be walking, trusting God. I'm healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony. I don't worry about what nothing and nobody else say and what I'm thinking. See, the devil whisper in my ear every day, all day, and I had to rebuke him and bind him because he know what he's doing. He know what he's trying to do. But I trust God. I believe in God. I know what he's saying. I know what he's doing. I thank him on today. I give God praise, and I'm not going to worry about it. I know what he said. He said he's not going to leave me. He said he's not going to leave me. And I thank God. I thank him today. He is an awesome God. I give him glory. Hallelujah. I give him glory. I give him praise. I'm telling you, it may not look like what God said, but it's going to end up just like this. It's going to end up being just how God said it. If we trust just in God, if we just trust him, Just trust it. Just trust it. Because, like I said, we in. We don't really have any place we can go. We can't, you know, a lot of times we don't have anyone to even just talk to and just vent and just let this stuff out, because we are people that used to going out, going different places, going here, going there. Now we can't. Now, in some of the places opening up some, but still, we don't feel comfortable. People started getting COVID. People started getting sick and all of this kind of stuff. But if we just put all of our trust in the Lord, He cared for us. I put everything I have in God. In God. Not in man. Not in Apostle Dean. Not in nobody that can't help me. Nobody can help me but God. So I thank and praise Him on today. I give Him glory today. I give God glory and I give Him praise on today for His mighty act. He said, don't lean to what we understand. Because we understand we're supposed to be saved. We are saved. We shall be saved if we trust and believe in God. God is our Redeemer. Jesus is our Shepherd. The Comforter, the Holy Ghost is our Comforter. That's what we believe and trust in. That's what we believe and trust in. But God said we got to keep believing. We got to keep trusting. We have to keep knowing that God will do just what He say. Every promise He's going to keep. He's going to keep. I had so many scriptures, and I know I couldn't make it through it. I know I couldn't, but we have to depend on God. And then we have to cry out to Him. Cry out to God daily. Cry out to Him. He waited for us to do that. Sit in God. Put Him first. Not man, but God. And then we have to flee from the very presence of evil. Flee from it. You don't want to be around nothing that's going to corrupt good manners. Flee from it. And I know sometimes we have to minister to people that's not where they should be. But don't you stay there. You minister and you step out of there. Don't do what they do. Don't say what they say. Do what is right before God and trust in Him. He always give us a way out of where we at. God is good. And we need to check ourselves by God's word. This is how you can trust in God. Put Him first. Check ourselves by the word of God. Depend on Him. This is how you trust God. Don't depend on us. On ourselves, depend on God. Run from evil. Flee from it. Then we have to turn around and listen to the Holy Spirit. If you get quiet, you can hear the Holy Spirit talking. If you be quiet, hear the Holy Spirit. Then rest in God's love. Rest in His love. Because God said He'll give us peace that passes all understanding. I know I have experienced it and still do. Peace. It's the kind of peace that you can sit up in the chair and go to sleep. Just gone. Not that you're tired, but it's so peaceful. It's just so peaceful because you in God. These are things and ways you can trust in God to know that you do trust in Him. You depend on Him. You're crying out to Him. He hears you. You fleeing from evil, all kind of evil. You fleeing. You can't get away from it. You know what I'm saying? Because the world, we in the world, but we're not of the world. Then we putting God first in our lives. Then we checking ourselves by the word of God. Listen to the Holy Spirit. Rest in God's love.
That's what he wants us to do. Rest in him. Lay your head on his shoulder. Cry out to him. Trust him. And see when he be right there. He'll never leave us or forsake us. I thank God today. I give God glory on today. I can't get where I want to be right now. But I thank God I'm not where I was this morning. He's given me strength to even just come on here today. I really didn't feel like it, but I'm here doing the work of the Lord. And I know he's pleased with me just being on here. So I need you all to keep me in your prayers. Just keep me in your prayers on today. God is such a good God. He's a good God. And I thank him on today. I want to ask if anybody want to pray today. Would pray today. Anybody?
I'll pray.
Okay. Can you pray for us?
Yes, ma'am. How are you, Apostle Deborah Dean?
I'm hanging in.
Amen. To God be the glory. Good to be on the in the service. I'll just pray. Amen. I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplication. And Lord, I just thank you right now. I thank you for another day of life. I thank you for another opportunity to gather with the people of God. I thank you for end time ministry of end time men, women of war, global ministries. I thank you for Apostle Edward and Apostle Deborah Dean, Father God. I thank you, oh God, for the life support ministries, oh God. I thank you for their families, Lord, that keep them lifted up. I thank you, oh God, for Jesus Christ. I thank you that he died for our sins. I thank you not only for our sins, oh God, but for our amelioration, for our upliftment, so that we, hallelujah, can enjoy life on earth as it is in heaven. Without being disillusioned, Lord, all things are after. But you taught us we're going to have to fight the whole way, hallelujah. Ever since Adam and Eve got put out of the garden, hallelujah, it's been a fight for humanity because of fallenness, oh God. But I thank you for Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. He's a King of kings, and he's a Lord of lords. He's the everlasting Father. And he's the Prince of Peace. Yes, thank God for Jehovah Elohim Ruach HaKadosh. Thank you, Lord, for Yeshua HaMashiach. I thank you, Lord, for every blessing, oh God. And I thank you, Lord, for every affliction, oh God. It is by the afflictions that we learn obedience, and we learn to understand and seek the things of God. Thank you, Lord, for one more opportunity to look up and see the sun shine, and I see the beautiful people walking up and down the street. Thank you, Lord, for the atoning blood of Jesus that allows us to repent and turn when we wake up and come to our bed and realize we're wretched and naked, when we realize that every word of God is true. That our hearts are desperately wicked, and we really don't see your face like you said. We really don't want it. We want to just slide and glide on in. But like you said, Lord, thank you that things are not always comfortable. Thank you that you don't let us sleep and fall away too long. Thank you, Lord, for let us suffer for sin so that we can be saved and understand you are a holy God. You're worthy of all the praise. You're a consuming fire, and you're the Spirit of truth and love, and I'm so glad about it. I'm so glad for Jesus that I got an opportunity to come to myself, that I have an opportunity to lift up my bow down head one more day for all you did in the past. Thank you for what you're doing right now. what yes, you're going to do. Thank you for forgiving us of all our sins, our iniquities, and our transgressions. Thank you, Lord, for cleansing us from filth, perversion, and immorality, from murderous, ungodly thoughts. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah, for healing and deliverance, because the word says it's the children's bread. Thank you, Lord, hallelujah. I couldn't abort my way in. I couldn't weasel in. I couldn't trick nobody to believe. I couldn't abort my way in. I couldn't have been this, that, and the other. Last name might not be getting me in. First name Eva. Thank you, Lord. For godly mother. Thank you, Lord, for godly parents. That teach their children the truth and anoint them so they can have a reasonable opportunity to serve the living and true God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In the midst of a storm, you keeping us in perfect peace. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for those who are suffering worse than we even can imagine. But they ain't coming off the wall. They not going back to back down. Right in the midst of a fire and burning. Hallelujah. But to let them come unscathed and not smelling like smoke. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. But when God make us happy, when God bless us,
when we have favor from God, we happy indeed. You know, nobody else can do what God can for us, for our heart. You know, because he created us. He know exactly what we need. And I thank God today. Like I said, I'm getting ready to start a page on Facebook where people can come and vent and get things off of them, you know, and it's a good thing because it would help people. I mean, anytime they can just type whatever they want to type to get it off of them. That's what we need. We need a sounding board. That's the name of it, the sounding board. Just to sound off and say what we need because we stuck in the house. We stuck in places. We can get out a little more, but I believe before it gets winter, we'll be back in more. I believe we will until this coldness passes and we get our whatever they fixing up, whatever kind of medication they passing by. But, you know, we just got to stay encouraged and look to God. Look to God. Look to him. Look to him. I'm looking to him. I'm depending on him. I'm standing on his word. I'm trying to do what I can do. And all I know is that I have to trust and believe in God. I got to believe in him. I got to believe in his word more than anything in this world. Believe in the word of God. I love him more than I love anybody in this world. God is first in my life. He is first in my life. So I just thank and praise God. Like I say, I thank you, Prophetess, Apostle Lisa Harris,
yeah,
for that prayer, heartfelt prayer. And I want you all to keep praying for my strength. Just keep praying for my strength. I go to the doctor on Tuesday.
Yes, please.
And I'm going to try to go back. I'm going to try to do both of them on Tuesday. But if not, I'm going to definitely do the other one on Wednesday. And I know what God has already showed me, so I ain't worried about nothing. And I'm not going to accept nothing but the right thing. So you all just keep me in your prayers. And we're going to get ready to get off. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace, just thanking you for an awesome worship service. I know that I couldn't do as much as I wanted to do, but I did what you allowed me to do, and I said what you allowed me to say, Lord. I just thank you for it today. We just thank you today, Lord. Keep everyone covered under the blood of Jesus, who everyone under the sound of my voice. Cover Prophetess Apostle Lisa. Cover her and her family in the blood of Jesus. And everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. Amen. You all have a good rest of the evening, and God bless you. Amen.
Amen.